Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. I'm coming back in. All is well. I was thinking of you tonight. Okay. Hey, how are you on the phone?
Other agencies across Metro
Detroit. And feedback.
If you're upset about...
I can't hardly hear you.
You're on the freeway. You can't really complain. Somebody's bringing a tool that's going to try and make that go away.
Mary.
Yes.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay. Hold on. That was somebody cutting in on us. I spoke to the lady. She's flying on the plane. And her phone was cutting in. I know you could talk on the plane and be fine. Mary, you hear me now?
Yeah.
Is it loud enough?
I can hear you.
Okay. Now, I want to thank those that come on. This is Black History Month. And the question I want to talk about before you leave, Mary, well, how did we get where we at now? Some bishops, and I was talking to some bishops, and we don't know how did we get where we at now as people, as human beings, black or white, that we hate each other so, and we have strayed away from the love of God. How did we get this far? And ain't nobody said nothing about how we got this way. Now, the killing of George Floyd, I'm supposed to have the young lady, the gatekeeper on, like I called her. She's supposed to be on from Minnesota, the gatekeeper. But what I'm saying is, how did we get where we at? Not as black, not as white, not as brown, red, as human beings. Something that happened that we have strayed away from the teaching of the Almighty God and our ancestors. I know a time when black and white worked together down south and up north. Since we have got so secure in Washington, the Democrats fight the Republicans, okay? The blacks fight the white fight the brown, and murder on top of that. How did we get where we at now? How did we get at this point that we hate each other? And now, today in Chicago, girl put her mama in a, went and bought a freezer, put her mama in the freezer, and she stayed in the freezer for 3 years in the freezer. How did we get, here's a man, put his mama on the plane and blow the plane up for the money. How did we get where we at with the mass murder? Hitler killed 6 million Jews. I'm talking about him. It was in Germany. But over a million been killed right here in America that was handcuffed and brought over slavery. How did we get where we at now? I ain't talking about Dr. Martin Luther King. Before Dr. King got here, how did we get at the level of why we're hating a man colored black, a man colored white, a brown? How did we get at this level? And as we got to this level, no teaching about God. Man turned his back against God. Man against man. Father against son, son against father. Daughter and mama live in the same city, can't talk to each other. When blacks came up from Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, came to Chicago, to St. Louis, to Minnesota, they landed in Detroit, working on the assembly line of General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. How did we get where we at now? Think about it. You can't go out your house without you lock your door. Go to the grocery store, you might get shot. Somebody's got a gun. You go to church, you might get shot in church. Or somebody got a gun. Children are being shot in school. You send little Johnny off to school, he might not come back. You send little Mary off to school, he might not come back. Here's a boy, 6 years old, got a gun. They fight a principal. What about the mom and dad? Where he got the gun from? Where do we go from him? What is the problem that we can't see what's going on? So much happened with us throughout the length and breadth of this nation. This is a Black History Month. And this is the shortest month in the year, Black History Month. Well, what black is supposed to bring out? Well, right, number one, your integrity. Number one, your love for each other. Number one, your love for people. For God so loved the world, he gave the only begotten son that whoever believes him shall not put why killing a husband with husband, killing a wife. A senator just got killed up in New York. I was talking to her. She got a contract on a kill that she was a pastor of a church. How did we get at this point? Have you thought about that you can't go to the grocery store or the Walmart or Walgreens or CVS that you might not get back? Because you got people walking around with guns. We hunted with guns when we went to the country in the woods. But you got people in the city that's hunting, going to shoot in the school, that's hunting, going to the ghost boat. You look out of me and shoot you. Kids got guns. What is the reason? Because we got a corrupt system. The government can go to the moon and go all over, but they can't stop the killings in Chicago, Detroit, California. Did we get where we at now? I would ask somebody to answer that. How did we get at this point that we hate each other? How did we get to this point that Black history don't mean nothing, white history don't mean nothing? You got the governor in Florida want to cut off Black history. He want to say Black ain't existed, so I don't want it in school and college. How did we get at this level that we hate so that we don't want the truth? We killed the Native Americans. We brought the black here and hung them by the thousands. Killed 6 million Jews. How did we get at that point where the Jews hating the black and black hating the Jews? And if hate is going on, is it in your church? Is it in your sorority? Is it on the police force? They took five policemen, kill one black man because he might find out that they were drug dealers. He found out they were working for the drug cartel back there in Memphis. And everybody else can't see it, but that young boy could see that was drug dealing going on. Ain't nobody brought that out. How did we get at that level? Or he just killed a black man, five of them. If you taking drugs back and forth for the drug cartel, if you in the mix, it's all right to kill. And three black, it was all right. And Congress ain't did nothing to ban these assault weapons. It ain't about a black issue. It's an issue of human rights. It's a like King said, it's a right to live. Russia got a bomb, a nuke, we got a nuke. And by the time we get to the point where we would destroy each other, man, have got at that point where they hate Russia. Russia is bombing over Crimea and killing people, but it's all right. They're bringing busloads of people in Chicago, New York, California. How did we get at this level? But they hate Trump. That's a serious thing. Going in this Black History Month, and all your ancestors ain't black. They white. They all mixed up. Dr. Slade Master came this book called The Head Ain't Been Told. They brought the women, had sex with them, so we all mixed up. You can't go back to Africa because you ain't African. You're American. Now I'm going to Africa. People don't want you over there because you are American. You're a half-breed. You're a half-breed. I'm a home in Africa, but we are in America. Nobody's going back to Africa. People don't want you there. That's the real story. That's what we're talking about tonight. How did we get, and this is divine talk, how did we get at this level that we ain't comprehending what's happening with our children? What happened to our family? Have you thought about it? You cut the TV on, they tell you this. But who's kind of Mary? I got you on. You can read 23rd number Psalm.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that. So much evil going on, and sometimes in these churches. You know, Pope Benedict was one of the popes that I feel that he did a great job. He came to the Catholic Church and said, y'all got to stop molesting these little boys and little girls. He the one brought it out. He was lying, but keep killing them. He was lying, and there was two popes at one time. But Pope Benedict brought out the church. But look, these priests got to stop raping, and it's been going on for years and years. But he come to bring the truth out. So when anybody brings the truth out, it changed things. As we get ready to move to the next level, George Floyd was murdered by the police department in Minnesota. What happened in Memphis is seeking out now that the policeman was in a drug game. But it's some people at the top. Because when you see the tape, you just don't pull them out of the car and jump on them for nothing. They were high, which I think they were. But I think they was carrying out something they had been doing and never got caught with it. Going on the edge of Black History. And the people were in there. A lot of people couldn't get there because the road was so bad. A couple of people said they couldn't get there because the highway was too bad for them to get there. They were trying to get to Memphis because it was just too bad for them to get there. They really wanted to get there to Memphis, but they just couldn't make it to Memphis. What this month should be for you, it should be a month of you rededicating yourself to life. Let me say it again. You rededicate yourself to life. where do we go from here and how did we get here? After a while, that's curious. Ask the pastor, how did we get here? That people come and rob the church, take the microphone from the church. What? How did we get at this point that we don't respect nothing? And I'm talking about we. I ain't talking about just no black. I'm talking about the human race that turned their back away from each other. They're like animals in the jungle. Only the strong survive. That's the kind of mentality that you see going on. Biden fight Trump. Trump fight Biden. Ain't none of them no good. But both of them fight each other about what they want. Not for us, what they want from us. Both of them got high hidden papers. They hear you, I'm with Trump. I'm with Biden. I'm with so-and-so. How come you don't be with the truth? How come you don't face the reality of the truth that we are destroying our own lives, our own children? The Bible says, divine law, destroy their own self. So America is destroying itself on the inside. Look at some of the rules they got now. Murder is all right, long as I'm murdering my baby. It's all right to marry a man. It's all right. It's all right for a woman to get married. All these laws have changed, not for the good of man or woman, for the, now, you say, well, I don't believe in that. What do you believe in? That Russia got a bomb, they can push a button, and America got a bomb, and Germany got a bomb, Israel got a bomb, and Russia is killing. How did we get at this level in 2023 that we haven't had a universal prayer? The Muslims hate the Christians, the Christians hate the Muslims, and all of this hate that's going on. The woman in Congress, the Jews kicked her out because they want to have nothing to do with her because she's a Muslim. How did we get at this level that we hate so hard? And the hate for you to talk about it. The gays hate for you to talk about gayism. They get mad. How did we get at the level because of evil? I'm going to put myself for evil doers this. Because of evil have drifted in our mind. And Bishop Mason said this, and I want to quote what he said. He said, it's in the mind of the people. He said, I don't care what color they are, it's in their mind. They hate. And Bishop Mason said this, in the 20th century, the problem of America gonna be race, because it's in the mind to hate. It's in the mind, you know, that you don't want a black or white to marry. It's in the mind. Something wrong with that. So how do we get at the level that we hate so hard and we want to kill everything we don't know about? We want to kill it. Think about it. Here's a young kid, get a pistol. We ain't got no gas to buy. Ain't got no money to buy no gas. In Illinois, they caught a kid with a gun in a car. He broke out and run. They caught him. He didn't have $5 in his pocket to pay for the gas. He's trying to get to the station. I guess he's going to hijack the gas and set the whole station on fire. How did we get at this level? Somebody have refused to pray. But I want to say, I want to go deeper than that. Say, hear me, hear me, all of them. The altar is painted. Call anybody telling the truth. Everybody wants the dollar. Everybody got a prosperity ministry. But Brother White, who got a healing ministry? I was talking to Brother White on don't know if you're on or not, about a healing ministry. People don't want no healing. They want the money, but they want a quick, cold fix something. They want a ministry where they can get right away. They don't want nothing to carry them to the next level. Why? How did we get at this level that we hate each other so? If we get at this level, we don't trust our children. One man, one lady, two daughters, she graduated, went to school, went to college, flying her for half the mission, but they could get the house and sell it. How did we get at the level? How did we get here where so much hate going on? How did we get at the level that we take drugs over water? We have drugs before we eat. We at the level of demonic explosion. I would say much demonic explosion with the way, and don't say I'm thinking about, I'm talking about the whole human race. I'm talking about the whole human race. And I'm talking about the church, at the churches. I don't care what denomination mandate that. They're all in it for the dollar. They're not in it for you to go better. Name the church, I'll tell you what they're in it for. And they ain't got time to see what's going on. So how did we get at this level that so much of greed? Well, the white man did it. And the white man did it evil. Or the black man did it. They did me wrong. No, the evil mind that's lurking within our churches. I don't like the pastor. I don't like the choir member. I don't like the usher. I don't like this woman because she got a house down the street. I don't like this man because he got a good job. I don't like this man because he's a president or he's a vice president. I don't like the Democratic Party. I don't like the Republican Party. Well, you ain't liking nobody because you ain't doing nothing but hate. We spend most of our time hating, still in love. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. Like he's the Baptist. The Catholic, that's the Muslim, God of the universe. How did we get at this level? How do we get at the level that we ain't got time to tell the truth in our court, putting them in jail right now? And the people put them in jail, they're dead. In common, they did, and they're still in jail. We are destroying ourselves on the inside for not walking upright with God. All the slinging, all the ain't going to do nothing till you make up your mind that you get the evil out of your heart. You get the evil out of your heart. And when you get the evil out of your heart, you can move to the next level. Dr. King said, Dr. King was saying that. And we're into Black history tonight. And the question, you might not can answer, how did we get at this level where you can't go out and get some milk? Nobody. Leave the door open. Can't leave the door open, even down south. The lady says you can't leave the door. So my question, Gary, how do we get at this level, Robin? Maxine, how do we get at this level, Johnny? That where we don't do divine talk no more. We don't listen, Sam, to the word of God. The home, the money we got in the bank, all we done labor for. If we so materialistic, we can reach out and love our sister and brother that need a little help. If they on alcohol, they on drugs, rebuke it and break that bond that they got. How did we get at this level? And I feel it's a demonic spirit all over the world, and in particular with America. They just say it is a big ship hanging over America right now. Somebody spying another country. I just heard that.
There is power in thing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators, but we shall overcome. And I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the
Marcus Garvey, to your mother, your sister, your brother, some people you know. Look where we at now. You can't put evil on color. Evil is just evil. If you white, you're evil. If you black, you're evil. If you're doing anything not like God, that's evil. So I'm not going to say anything. Oh, all white folk evil, all black folk evil, all brown folk evil. Evil, you can't put it in a color. It's the standard of a man, of a woman, or what they believe with the Creator. When you believe that you hate somebody because of color, you want to deny them a right. See, we get him. We at this level in our life now are combating and seeing evil in all faces, in government, education, you see it in school, business, entertainment, in the church, in the workplace, evil.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life, nor liberty, and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shut down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages. America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, "Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful."
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
Well, to move Martin out of it for a moment. Martin's very rare, very great man. Martin's rare for two reasons. Partly because just because he...
But if not, there was a day when many of the Israelites...
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right on. right? Right?
How much more will you promise? Can't you stand?